Thank you very much. I'd like to call upon Rosh Hashiva of Or Abraham, Rabbi Aaron, Rabbi Mordechai Shem.
It's a daunting task to stand here in front of an audience that probably knew Rav Taube much better than I did. I met him 27 years ago for the first time in South Africa. The sharing he gave changed my life. And when I started teaching, I wanted to use his Torah, and I couldn't. I couldn't give over anything he said. I would say it and it wouldn't go what he was saying. When the Svarim came out, Pirkei Machshava's Svarim came out, I remember the first time he came to speak in the yeshiva when we were still in Yerushalayim, 18 years ago, and he proudly showed me the first Pirkei Machshava. There'd been some before, but this was the first one that he really, Munen Betochen, and I started going through and I said, oh, now we can start giving it over. It took a while to find the right format, and since then, for 16 years in the yeshiva, since we moved here, we've had a vaad every day in Pirkei Machshava. Literally hundreds of people have learnt it, and I don't know anybody that learnt it with us that didn't say change their lives. And I didn't hear anybody disagree with anything that was written there. We have no way of fathoming the enormous vision that he had. How well he understood this generation and what this generation needed. And yes, I can also speak here for hours about stories, about my personal interactions with him, the times I spent with him, the stories he told us, the stories I heard from other people. And anybody that knows me knows it's not an idle threat. But the purpose of a Hesped, the purpose of why we're here tonight, is to try and leave here with something that we can do to fill the void. There's an enormous void being left in this world. A void of Avos Hashem, a void of Avos Yisrael. And his Avos Yisrael flowed from Avos Hashem, not from Avos Yisrael. He didn't make Avos Yisrael. If you love somebody, you love what that person loves. He understood very well that he was a partner with Hashem in this world. And he had a job to do. And Hashem was relying on him. He told me once that when he was 40 years old, he wrote a contract with Hashem. And he told Hashem, he wrote a contract with all the pros and cons and whatever. He said he signed it, he's still waiting for the other party to sign. And he said, I'm starting to work for you now. This is the contract of employment. I start working for you. I'm not working for myself anymore. Now work for you. You take care of me, and I take care of all the business I need to take care of. That flowed from Avos Hashem. He knew what he was doing here. And we have to try and come away here with something that can go forward, that can fill that void. That's the responsibility. What he was doing is not being done anymore. And no one here can do it. We've heard already. He was too big to replace. But if each person takes on something, some aspect, perhaps. When Reuven asked me to speak, I had no clue what to speak about. How to give it over, what to say. And I couldn't phone him and ask him what to do. He always had an answer in situations like this. And then I thought, you know what, I think I know what he would tell me. I think he would say to me, Rav Montche, 16 years ago, in Ofakim, I gave a hesped at about 1 o'clock in the morning, after maybe 10 or 12 other people had given hespedim from Rav Shimshon Pinkelkatz. They were very, very close. And there'd been many hespedim, and everyone spoke about this, and everyone spoke about that, and what to mechazek, and mechazek Shabbos, and mechazek Tefillah, he'd written svarim about that, and mechazek brochos and tznias, and we need chizuk. And Rav Taube Zatzal got up, and he said, Rav Oysa, I've heard everything you've all said. And it's all very chashuv. Everything is chashuv and it's all important. But that wasn't Rav Shimshon. And what he said about Rav Pinkus, I think, is ma'od matim, because I think Rav Pinkus got a lot of what he got was from Rav Tauber. I don't know if people really recognize and know how much Rav Pinkus was built and made by Rav Tauber. Both of them had been enormously influenced by Rav Avigdor Miller as well, but Tauber had an enormous influence on Rav Pinkus. What he said that evening about Rav Pinkus, I think, is appropriate here this evening, and I'll try and give over what I remember. What I don't remember, I'll fill in with just the gaps that are obvious to anybody who knew anything about what he was teaching. Rav Tauber wasn't about correcting any particular prat in our Avodas Hashem. Not that it wasn't important. He had a much bigger vision. He saw what was happening to this generation and understood that if we didn't restore genuine kosher Jewish pride to the Jewish people, we were lost, facing the enormous challenges we're going to be facing. Who talks about Bein Adam La'atzmoy? We all know about Bein Adam La'chaveiro, we all know about Bein Adam La'malkum. Who ever spoke about Bein Adam La'atzmoy? That you have to know yourself. And not know yourself the way you have to know yourself. You have to know who you really are. Bnei b'chayir Yisrael. Bishvili nivra olam, for him wasn't something you said. He lived it. He understood that he was fully responsible. He spoke about Avraham Avinu, and the reason why I couldn't give it over was because he spoke about Avraham Avinu because he was a shtick Avraham Avinu. He once told me, I never speak about tefillah. Because I don't feel that. Many years ago, he said, I don't feel that I can speak about something that's not me. He said, Rav Shimshon's a shtick tefillah. He talks about tefillah. I can't. That's why when I tried to give over Yeshurim, I couldn't, because you've got to be the thing. When you learn the Svarim, that's him, so it comes across. His message was about creating a total revolution inside ourselves, a total transformation of our reality. Rosh Hashanah, I love the story about the sandwich you made for him. Are you going to waste your time on? What are you talking about? You're getting paid by Kodesh Baruch Hu to do a job and you're wasting your time on pizza? Not that you shouldn't eat pizza and enjoy it. Eat pizza and enjoy it, but let somebody else make it. That was so much him. Are you living in reality or not? And what's your reality? And it sounds a bit heavy and that sounds heavy, but it wasn't. He was as light as they came. He would sit here and speak for an hour and a half about deep subjects. And you came away, you felt relieved. You felt like someone's taken a burden off your shoulders. You realize that it's doable. I'm a shliach of Hashem, and if I'm a shliach of Hashem, I have all the koyach of the Meshaleach. If Hashem sent me into this world for a unique mission, because everybody here is unique and everyone has a unique mission. If I'm here to do a unique mission, I have everything I need to fulfill the mission. We learned that this morning in the Vav, right here at this table. Hashem sent you to do a mission. He's not going to help you succeed. Talk to him. Speak to him. Work with him. That was the message. Not at the expense of Shmiras HaTorah. Not at the expense of Dikduk HaLocha. He was medaktek in everything. But his Dikduk came out of his Avas Hashem. There was a Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim long before there was a Kabbalah Sol Mitzvot. That's why Shema is written with a Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim before Kabbalah Sol Mitzvot. The relationship with Hashem was so important to him. Everything that happened was good because it came from a beloved father. That is his message. And much more. The losses. He traversed every aspect of the Jewish people. He could give the same shiur 5 times in 3 different languages to 5 different groups of people, from completely secular to the most extremely frum Beis Yaakov in Bnei Brak. I drove him once, and give the same shiur. Everybody came away feeling like he'd been speaking just to them. How do we replace that? How do we replace that? He was running enormous organizations. You've heard some of the stories here. And yet he had no problem getting on an aeroplane and flying half around the world to Machazak one Jew. He would walk on Shabbos an hour because somebody told him there's somebody who needs a bit of chizuk or whatever. Probably get up and walk. And you know, why? How do you do that? How do we replace that? If we come away from here with nothing other than a sense of I can actually do something, I can improve the world, however small it is. He didn't do big things, by the way. If you've noticed, you become big from doing lots of little things. The big things he did, we didn't even know that he was doing them. How many people know here that he was Vishinantam? You've heard of Vishinantam? Rav Tavu was Vishinantam. I only found out recently because my son-in-law went on it. I didn't even know. He never told me, never mentioned it. How much else do we know that he was involved in? And yet what sticks out? Well, the little things. Rav Tavu, when can I come speak to you? I need to speak to you. When are you going to be in Yerushalayim? I'll come to you. Yeah, but I live in Tifrach. Yeah, I have to be in the neighborhood, I'll pop in. Not once, not twice. The little things mattered. The small things. Going up to the prison, no one knew about it. It wasn't the headlines in the Hamudia. Rabbi Taube visits. No one even knew about it. How many people knew he would do it? Because that's what you have to do. No fanfare, no fuss. We can take away from that, you know what? We can do a lot. We can do enormously great things, but it starts with us first recognizing how great we really are. In a world that's pushing you down and making you feel insignificant and useless and small, you're partners with the creator of the universe. That's who you're working for. And with. You have infinite potential. You're a chelok elokim imam. If you have that clear, you have that reality clear, then you find your unique mission and you get on with it. Something small has to change in each and every one of us here. Otherwise the message has been lost. We don't know what goes on in Shemayim, but I can only imagine the enormous simcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we can speak like this, Kiviyochel. Ben Tav arrived in Shemayim. Beloved, Ahuv. When he spoke about Abbas Hashem, it was real. 27 years ago, the first time I ever met him, the first time any Rav ever mentioned Hashem's name in my presence, I felt like he was talking about someone real. I said to my wife, I said, you know, I felt like I was in Hashem's presence. We have to take that away and make that for ourselves in our own level as real as we possibly can. And if we'll do that, that Hashem will be a Melech Yisrael. He knew what Klal Yisrael suffered. He knew what Klal Yisrael's sorrows were. You look at the range of topics of sharing to women without children, to families without this, to people that couldn't find shidduchim, any troubled soul. If he was a Melech Yisrael, yeah, he'll be a Melech Yisrael there. And we can hope. With the end of all our sorrow, the end of all our suffering, I'd go and say that.